In 1 Corinthians 10, verses 1, it says, I don't want you to forget, dear brother and sister, what happened to our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. Now, the King James says, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. Now, none of us should be ignorant, right? How do you learn not to be ignorant? You read God's Word. He said, but I don't want you to forget, dear brothers and sisters, what happened to our ancestors in the wilderness long ago. God guided all of them by sending a cloud that moved along ahead of them, and He brought them all safely through the waters of the sea on dry ground. As followers of Moses, they were all baptized into the cloud and the sea. Verse 3 and 4. And all of them ate the same miraculous food, and all of them drank the same miraculous water, for they all drank from the miraculous rock that traveled with them, and that rock was Christ. Now, who is our rock today? Same one, same God, same Christ. Verse 5 and 6. Yet after all this, God was not pleased with most of them, and He destroyed them in the wilderness. Now, He was not pleased with how many of them? Most of them. And what did He do to them? Do you want to be destroyed by God? If He ain't happy with you, do you want to tick Him off? I don't want to make Him mad, do you? Do we think that Governor Schwarzenegger might have made Him a little bit angry? I think a little bit. I mean, He has busted the state of California. There has been thousands, tens of thousands of acres and thousands of homes burned out there. And now then, I understand that it was illegal to camp out in any parking lot anywhere in California because they didn't want visitors to be parking in parking lots. But they had so many homeless people from their own people that their homes burned, they had to change that law. And now people are sleeping in their cars in parking lots because their homes are burned and they ain't got no place to go. Doesn't it wonderful? Now, God wouldn't do that to us, would He? Yes, He will. Yes, He will. He says here, yet after all this, God was not pleased with most of them. And He destroyed them in the wilderness. Now, who was not pleased with them? And who destroyed them? Okay, I just want to make sure you all got this right, because this is what the Word says, right? Now, these events happened as warnings to us, the church. Ooh. These events happened as a warning to us so that we would not crave evil things as they did. Now, what's going to happen? These things happened as a warning to us. Let's see what the next verse says. Or that we might not also worship idols as some of them did. In other words, we won't go home in the evening and not go to church and not study the Word of God and turn the television on and watch television for 3 or 4 or 5 hours. No, that couldn't be another God, could it? Oh, yes, it could. Or worship idols. Some people can't wait to get home to watch their TV. Especially since they got digital TV. Oh, my goodness gracious. For the Scripture says that people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged themselves in pagan revelry. Now, I know nobody in the church ever does that today, do they? Nobody ever gets involved in these kind of things. And we must not engage in sexual immorality. Now, I know nobody in the church would ever get involved in sexual immorality. That would never happen. No Christian would ever have sex with somebody they wasn't married to, would they? Obviously, far too many people are doing it. He says, in fact, I ministered to a young man the other night that was a Christian, that he'd got a girl pregnant. He'd been sleeping with her, and he got her pregnant, and he came up and said, what should I do? I said, is she a Christian? He said, yes. I said, are you a Christian? Yes. I said, there's only one alternative, marry her. He said, well, I don't love her. I said, you should have thought about that before you went to bed with her. I said, when you went to bed with her, you don't never go to bed with somebody you don't love. And number one, too, you don't ever go to bed with somebody you ain't married to. So I said, she's pregnant now. He said, well, I don't love her. I said, well, what are you going to do? You're going to run off out there and do something else and leave a poor little girl with your child? He said, well, she's raised up in a bad family. I said, okay, what are you going to do? Leave a poor little helpless child in a bad family? Or are you going to marry the girl and take her out of that nonsense and become a man of God? I said, you stupid wimp. I said, if I should have been here, I should have had a two before a hold of you and beat you the night you was going to go to bed with her the first time. If God had got a two before a hold of you and beat you up and down to you as black and blue and said, now that's just the beginning of what I'm going to do to you if you go to bed with that girl. I said, there'd be a few of us that'd straighten our acts up. But see, that's kind of where I am right now. When people tell me, I'm a Christian, I got a girl pregnant. Well, let me tell you, ain't much of a Christian. You don't know Jesus very well. They said, well, you're not very loving and kind. That's right. Maybe I've been a preacher too long. I'm just going to tell you like it is. And I'm going to tell you, if you think I'm telling you like it is, you wait till God gets a hold of you. You ain't going to like it. Look what he says here. The people celebrated with feasting and drinking, and they indulged themselves in pagan revelry. And we must not engage in sexual immorality, as some of them did, and 23,000 of them died in one day. Now, when somebody gets involved in sexual immorality and they get killed before they get home, oh, that was just a coincidence, wasn't it? I don't think so, do you? Or you catch a venereal disease and you're ruined for the rest of your life. You went to bed with some prostitute. Some young man, he went downtown. Boy, his friends talked him into it. He goes downtown, has sex with some prostitute, and she's got one of the most awful, wicked diseases known to mankind, syphilis. I will tell you all something now that it's okay. But do you know what we learned? You know, when President Kennedy got shot, everybody thought he was the greatest guy there was. But he's just as sexually immoral as the rest of us. I know the nurse that done the blood work on him. And you know what he had? Syphilis. Isn't that something? I don't care who it is. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your position in life is. In God's sight, you're no different than the other person. No different. He is no respecter of persons. I don't care if you're a poor little underprivileged boy that has no money or if you're a president of the United States. You go out and run around sexually, what's going to happen to you? God's going to discipline you. Look what he says. For we must not engage in sexual immorality, as some of them did, causing 23,000 of them to die in one day. Do you think God likes sex outside of wedlock? I don't think he likes it at all. Let's see if there's anything else here. Verse 9 and 10. Nor should we put Christ to the test, as some of them did. In other words, you want to put him to the test in different ways? Oh, it says that, nor should we put Christ to the test, as some of them did. And then died from snake bites. You know who these snakes could be? Demons. Can you see them? No, they're invisible. Now, you can see a real snake, can't you? Sometimes you see a real snake, sometimes you don't see them. They bite you and kill you. And don't grumble. Uh-oh. This girl over, she's got it today. She's got it. And don't grumble as some of them did, for that is why God sent the angel of death to destroy them, because of their grumbling and complaining. Now, he said all these things they did are examples for you and me. Is that what he said? Are you going to grumble anymore, girl? Ooh, you learned a great lesson today, didn't you? Lord, you better sit right now and say, God, forgive me, Lord. I won't never grumble again. Oh, isn't it amazing? I mean, this little girl over on this side, this little girl on this side. It makes no difference. When we learn, we can repent and come to God. The beautiful part about God is when you repent, He forgives you, doesn't He?
Amen.
And then when you ask Him to restore you, He does. Isn't He wonderful, sir? What a mighty God we serve, huh? See, now that's all we got to do. This is the beautiful part about God. When you learn these things, you say, oh, like this little girl up here on the front, she said, oh, God, I've done plenty of grumbling and complaining in my life. Lord, well, guess who else has done plenty of grumbling and complaining in their life? Me and probably most of you. Is that true? I ain't a person in here that hadn't grumbled and complained. Some of us grumbled and complained trying to find this place today. Lord, this place is too hard to find. Is that true? Some of you probably did. You grumbled and complained. But God said, I don't like grumbling and complaining. But it's a good thing He's merciful, isn't it?
Amen.
If He wasn't merciful, I know, just the grumbling and complaining aspect only. I know one old boy standing right here wouldn't be here if the first time I grumbled, he said, that's it, your history. I wouldn't be here. Would you, Lisa? No, we'd have been gone long. He wouldn't have had to put up with all the rest of it, though, would he? But praise God, He is loving and kind and merciful. Is that right? Now, these things that we are not supposed to do, we need to realize that if He says, don't grumble, as some of them did, for that is why God sent His angel of death to destroy them. Now, who sent the angel of death? You can't hardly get it. In other words, if the angel of death comes to get you because you've been grumbling and complaining, you say, I'm going to stand on Luke 10, 19, and 20. You devil of hell have power over you. Get out in the name of Jesus. And He just laughs at you. Why is He laughing at you? Because you have sinned and you've been grumbling and complaining. And who sent Him? God sent Him to destroy you. He says, ha ha, I don't have to obey you. The Master sent me to destroy you because of your grumbling and complaining. Now, that's not very much fun, is it, brother? No. But we don't have to live there, do we? We can repent. That angel of death can be sent and he can be on his way. And something come to you, the Holy Spirit saying, you know, you better stop grumbling and complaining. And all of a sudden you say, oh, that's right, Lord, I read that in the Word. You're driving down the road grumbling and complaining. The Holy Spirit said, hey, hey. You say, oh, Lord, that's true. I'm right. Lord, I repent. And the angel of death is right there fixing to cause you to get killed in a car wreck. And you repented, and what happened? He stayed the execution. And you didn't get hurt. That's awesome, isn't it? But see, people don't understand this thing. When I began to understand all these principles from God's Word, I found out that there is no such thing as an accident.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.